Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
The AI Summit in New York kicked off today. It was in person at the Javits Center. The event digging into the impact of artificial intelligence in business. And speaking just a short while ago on how AI can unlock the economic gains of gender equity, and great to be talking with her again, is Kautika Roy. She's the CEO and founder of Pipeline Equity. They leverage AI to identify and drive economic gains through gender equity. And she is with us, joining Tim and myself on the phone in New York City. Kautika, good to be talking with you again. How are you?
Likewise. It's wonderful to be here. I'm great. It's great to be in person again and see people.
So. I know, right? It's just like the first time you do that or the second time, it's just like, oh my God, it feels quote-unquote normal. Having said that, tell us about the event a little bit and some of the conversations that you've been having with individuals when it comes to AI in the workplace and gender equity in particular.
Absolutely. So the AI Summit itself is a premier artificial intelligence event. And what I was talking about specifically is digital transformation. One of the things that we know that actually catapulted forward 5 years during COVID-19 last year, and how we can actually use artificial intelligence and digital transformation to catapult our time toward equity, which, as most of us know, gender equity was actually set back during the pandemic.
How do you do that? Because when you use AI, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you know, AI can be really biased, and it can be biased in a bad way, and it can be biased in a good way, I think it's fair to say. So what are the inputs that you use when it comes to AI to actually leverage change for good?
So what Pipeline does is we actually intercept people decisions. So the decisions that companies make about their people, there's five of them, which is internal hiring, pay, performance, potential, and promotion. We get in front of those decisions. So for instance, you submit a pay proposal or write a performance review and save it as a draft. Then it goes through the Pipeline platform to find any inequity. And if we find any, we actually then make recommendations. And those recommendations look like natural language processing that reads through performance reviews to call out any bias phrases, ensuring, for instance, that ratings are equitable. Those are some examples of recommendations that we provide.
What is the inequity that you identify, though?
So it depends. Essentially, kind of, if you were to put it in a top line bucket, it would be undervaluing women in the labor force. So, for instance, we found that a third of all performance reviews contain bias. 4% of the time, that actually leads to women receiving lower ratings. And I know that 4% doesn't sound like a lot, but actually modeled out what that means is that it takes twice as long for women to be promoted into the same role. Karthika, so those are some examples, et cetera.
Karthika, there's something I've done for our Bloomberg media team, and it's actually an event next week that's coming up, and catching up with the chief marketing officer of Union Square Hospitality, talking with others, female entrepreneurs, female-founded firms. And what's interesting is we talked about this whole idea that companies still don't get women. And aren't providing the opportunities. Why is that? Like, and they don't, and they haven't figured out how to get the most out of us. I'm not saying me personally,
right.
but in general, there's that feeling. Why is that?
So the sort of core issue here is that we have focused, largely companies have focused on fixing women versus fixing the system. Hmm. And examples of that include things like, teaching women to negotiate or trying to get them to apply for more jobs or changing the way that they speak. And the thing about that is that women aren't broken. The system is broken. So we need to fix the system. That means, and what fixing the system means is actually ensuring equity within our decisions.
Karthika, I'm wondering if you are optimistic to the extent that you think that pipeline equity won't need to exist in our lifetimes.
Well, I don't think I would say that because we're currently 268 years away from equity in
That, how about that for some context?
Oy.
Yeah, so, and we added 11 years just in the last year. So I wouldn't say that we won't need it. However, what I will say is this. On average, our customers increase equity by 67% in the first 3 months on the platform. So there's a tremendous opportunity for us right now to catapult our time toward equity. And really quickly, what we've found is that for every 10% increase in equity, there's a 1% to 2% increase in revenue. So it's not only the right thing to do, it's actually a huge and massive economic opportunity.
Yeah, one of the things that we talked about this event that's coming up next week, and you can find out more on LinkedIn or check out my Twitter feed, but it's also we're seeing a lot more females create firms, entrepreneurs, because they've just had it with the traditional space.
50%. Well, go ahead.
Well, no, please go ahead.
Well, I was going to say 50% of what I learned recently with the SPACs, 50% of those have women on their boards.
Yeah,
so we're seeing more gender equity, at least when it comes to the new companies that are being created.
Karthika, we have to run, but we'll catch up with you real soon. And I'm so glad we could. And I'm so glad to hear that you guys were at an event in person. It's nice to see parts of our world reopen, even if we do so cautiously. Karthika Roy, she's Chief Executive Officer. She's the founder of Pipeline Equity. As we mentioned, they are leveraging AI to identify, drive economic gains through gender equity. Really cool stuff. On the phone in New York City.
Very cool.
Interesting about SPACs. Well,
yeah, take a SPAC quiz. You can get up Bloomberg News.
And what David Rubenstein said about like younger people on boards, like you really got to bring in a diversity of thought to really do perform well.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts Gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Johann Schmiegel, you've got the world's highest IQ.
Yes, 247.
Wow, did you know that thanks to Salesforce with Einstein AI, everyone's smarter? Now everyone's an Einstein, just like you.
But I'm the smartest.
Not anymore. With connected data and trusted AI, everyone can give customers experiences they've only dreamed of. Oh, look, here's a few Einsteins now.
Hey, hi.
Hola, amigo.
Everyone's an Einstein?
It's okay, Johann, let it happen. The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.